T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was hoping that we would actually start talking a little more Caps because I wrote it down on our rundown
to talk Caps.
I'm about as out on the Washington football team as I've been in the last, 10 years or so. What's opposite of love? Just indifference. I'm so just like indifferent about anything they do right now. I know the big story this morning is Ron Rivera said that they're looking for a franchise quarterback. Like, thank you very much, Ron Rivera. That's the story of the last 30 years of this team. We're looking for a franchise quarterback. You're not exactly breaking new ground here, my guy. But the Caps are unbelievable. 6 games, 4 wins, 2 overtime losses. Alexander Ovechkin's probably just, playing his best hockey I think we've seen, since the Cup run. And then before that, maybe the last 5 years before that, he's unhinged right now with how good he's playing. I love this team. I love the Caps. I'm so glad that we get to watch them, because the yin and the yang between the football team and the hockey team, just, they could not be more different. So thank God for the Washington Capitals.
How legit are the Caps? Because, they can score, obviously, and I love that they're getting production from young players to kind of go with Ovi and Oshie. And I worry about the goaltending. They were up. When I put the Caps game on last night, they were up 4-0, I think. And then it became 4-4 in a hurry. Obviously,
that's hockey, though.
Hockey's crazy. Yeah. I recognize that. Obviously, the Caps are good. How good are they?
See, this is when I start getting in trouble, because we're only 6 games into the season, so there's still a lot to figure out with this team. I don't want to get so crazy here. This team is really good. They are as balanced as we've seen in quite some time. They got faster over last season. TBR is playing great. He was, the odd man out on defense last year. He's playing fantastic. The young guns.
Tell everybody who TBR is.
Oh, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Yeah. He's playing great defense so far this year. Everybody's clicking, which is great. I know we're a little worried about the goaltending. We have, just the 2 young guns in that, Samsonov and Double V. And they're playing fine. They're playing good. Nobody's really, running away with the starting goaltending spot, which, the old adage, if you have 2 goalies, you don't have 1. I think both have potential to be very good. They just have to shake the cobwebs off, and one of them has to decide, I'm the guy. And once that happens, I think, as long as they stay healthy and hungry and happy, that this team can go, as far as possible. I have no reason to believe 6 games in that we've seen it all, and I'm not going to start saying that we start planning the parade. What I'm going to say is don't not start planning the parade. Maybe just, save a couple dates in June for the parade, because it very well could be our year.
Which goalie you think is the guy that you would expect or you want to become the guy, because he seemed to have the most tools?
See, that's tough. I always thought Samsonov was going to be a Vezina winner, and he came on super, super, super strong. I think it was 2 seasons ago when he was lights out, and then the COVID season happened. He also got in the ACV injury in Russia, and he came back last season, and he was not as strong as Vanacek. So I don't have a horse in this race, I guess, when it comes to who I want. I just want one of them to take those reins and be the guy. I'm completely indifferent on which one it is. I like them both a ton, and they both you know, when they're on their A game, both of them can absolutely take over a game and shut out the opposition. We saw that against New Jersey a couple nights back. Unbelievable playing by Vitek there. But then the next game, you know, he gets yanked. So, again, I don't care which one it is. I just need it to – I need one of them to be the guy.
Talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, at Barstool Nate. Check out all his content at Barstool Sports, covering D.C. always. I have an idea, and I want you – I've talked to Johnny Cakes Auville. He's in on trying to make this happen. I think Brian will be – I think I explained it to you, but maybe I haven't yet. I'm going to talk to PFT about it hopefully later this week, but I think you could really push this forward, Nate.
What's that?
Did you watch the Manning cast at all last night, Peyton and Eli doing the Monday Night Football broadcast?
Yeah, the Manning cast is unbelievable. That's must-watch TV.
It's awesome.
Week.
Totally. And so last night, the game's in Seattle, so they had Seattle people. They had Marshawn Lynch and they had Sue Bird. They had Brady and Breeze also. It was awesome. But bringing Sue Bird on in Seattle caught my eye because Sue Bird is probably one of the greatest WNBA players of all time. She's a champion. Who can they get when the Washington football team is on Monday Night Football on November 29th? Who can they get? The answer is Alex Ovechkin. How incredible would that be to have Ovi on there on the Manning cast with Peyton and Eli?
Yeah, I saw you tweet about that last night, and I really liked that idea. Obviously, I don't know how you think I'm going to push that through. Like,
we just all got to start tweeting about it. If all of us start tweeting about it and making it a thing, it's the power of crowds. I don't know what the hell the term is, but we can do this.
You think with me, you, and PFT's powers combined, we can get Alexander Ovechkin on Monday Night Football
and the Junkies? We're starting to listen. Between PFT and the Junkies, those are legitimate people. Brian Mitchell's a damn football legend. You and I are just nerd bloggers. We're just along for the ride. We're just idea guys here. But I think...
Okay, I was just making sure you knew that I was a rowboat and not the Titanic. Like, I you know, I'm not exactly...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Luckily, having, you know, OB, you know, direct line in my phone right now. He must have got a new
phone. But I'm sure Eli and Peyton have. They have ways of getting to him. We just got to make sure we get it on their radar.
I think the concern is local radar. I think it's getting it on Peyton and Eli's radar.
All right, well, let me shoot a text to Eli real quick. Let's get it on their radar. I do love the idea, and obviously Alex would be fantastic on the Manning cast. It's like very laid back and conversational. He would blend in perfectly with them. Also good for that would be a guy like Oshie, who has ties to the Seattle area. So, you know, if Alex is busy that night, maybe Oshie can
maybe you do
talk
both
right
of them. Maybe Ovi and Oshie join.
You know, Oshie can talk multiple sports, too.
Well, and we know the Caps are off that night, and they'll be in Miami. Mm-hmm. So it leads me to believe that the fellas might be relaxed a little bit, being in Miami.
They're going to be relaxed.
It's television gold. We just have to make it happen. I don't know how we do it.
All right, well. I will do what I can. and I'll do everything that you ask me to do to try to get Alexander Ovechkin on Monday.
Okay, I'm still wood shopping, so this thing, figuring
Nate,
it out.
I want to know, where's your head with this football team, brother?
This will be less fun.
Sunday I barely watched. I followed it on Twitter. I was watching Red Zone, but you know, I we're playing Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. I don't know why people expected anything besides a loss. Heinicke, you know, he's a ton of fun to watch. He very well might not be a starting quarterback in the NFL, which, to be fair to Ron Rivera and the team, they brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick to be the starter. So at least they kind of had a head on their shoulders in that aspect, where they never expected Heinicke to have to step in and be the starter this year. He seems like an awesome guy. He seems like he could have a pretty long, 10, 12-year career in the NFL, maybe as a journeyman, maybe in Washington as a backup. I don't know. But we need a quarterback. And until we have a quarterback, poor Terry McLaurin has to, contort his body. What's the word? Contort his body to make every catch. Unbelievable talent he is. I hope he's in Washington for life. He's one of the only reasons to really even watch this team right now and cheer for this team right now, because he's an absolute legend and just an absolute wide receiver one in this league, and I never want to see him play anywhere else. But, I mean, the defense played good. The defense played better. It was a winnable game, but, JP, I think it was your Twitter. Bad teams find ways to lose, and we've been saying that for years about this team. They've never taken that next step to win the winnable games, and that, rinse and repeat until we have a quarterback and a system in place that can win games. We'll just be that bad team that loses games, and that's just what we are.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. You can check him out at Barstool Nate. So let me ask you this, dude. Ron Rivera was on with the Junkies this morning. He's on with them every Tuesday, and he was asked about the quarterback position, and he made it very clear that he explained that he gets a weekly report on all of the college prospects. They know they aren't good enough at the quarterback position. They know they need a long-term answer, and he's trying to find that. Do you think they draft a quarterback in the first round this coming season, this coming draft?
Yes. I don't say I can't imagine a scenario where we don't, but I right now, with today, October 26th at 11:38 a.m., I'm going to put it at a 80% chance we go quarterback in the first round. I think it's a necessity. It's an absolute must. Cannot be the team that passes over a quarterback again and, watches Justin Herbert go out and become an MVP. We have to take a quarterback first round, and then we have to take another one if this guy fails, and we have to take another one if this guy fails. We can't get cute with it anymore. This team has not had a quarterback for two decades, save for RG3 in 2012. This team just has not had a quarterback in two decades. We need a quarterback. We need to draft a quarterback in the first round. There's no other option.
Is there anybody you like?
I knew that question was coming. I don't know enough about the top QB prospects coming out of college and how they would fit a system and this and that. I just, I see the names on Twitter like everybody else, and I'll read a little bit about them. This is when I put my trust in that they have developed a proper scouting team and they're doing their due diligence, and Dan Snyder won't step in and take it to Dwayne Haskins again. So I'm not going to start throwing out names on October 26th about who I want. A lot can happen between now and the draft. Just think about a Joe Burrow, who was not considered the number one quarterback in the draft, and then he just flew up, and now he's an absolute stud. So I'll probably start paying attention to it as I do most years, come wild card weekend and bowl game season in the NFL, and then hopefully hit on a guy finally. We just need a hit on a guy. We just need it so bad.
It's so bad, because basically Washington's plan is to hit the Powerball. The only way this will ever get fixed is if they find Justin Herbert or Josh Allen, because I don't think they're going to get the first overall pick. Herbert was 6th, Allen was 7th. You have to hit somebody in that range. And Listen, nobody knows who it's going to be, right? And there are general managers that when they hit on those, they take big victory laps, but you don't know. You're hoping.
You don't know,
you're
but
hopeful.
I think the way that you make it happen, you draft the quarterback in the first round. I'm getting so sick of people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.